AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairieland Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairieland Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairielandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
KVOA, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the sixth day of the month of March. Beautiful start to the day, sunshine and 44 degrees on our way to 60 before it is all said and done. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by the Director of Choral Activities at Emporia State University, Josh Donaldson, to preview a benefit concert for Habitat for Humanity coming up tomorrow night. Josh, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing all right here so far. So, Habitat for Humanity fundraising concerts, how pleased are you that this is back on the calendar here this year?
I am very pleased. I mean, I have a passion for partnering with organizations, especially local organizations, to help kind of, you know, bridge that community between the local community and the university. So I'm very excited to be doing this again and having our students involved.
Well, Habitat for Humanity doing fine work in their housing builds here in Emporia. They are going very strong, so this is just another important fundraising effort for that outstanding organization. Tomorrow night, when do things get started?
So everything gets started at 7:30 p.m., and we'll be hosted by First United Methodist Church. And we have a couple ensembles that will be performing. We'll have the ESU Chorale as well as our chamber singers. And then we're also going to be performing with the Chamber Orchestra as well, which I'm really excited about, because we typically have two songs that we do every year for this event. And this year, it's going to be accompanied by the orchestra. So that's going to be really fun and great to hear.
Josh, talk a little bit about the preparation that you do for a specific, you know, community event like this versus what you would typically do for just basically, you know, specifically for the college students, you know, the different preparation work that they do, again, versus what you would have here as preparation for something like this.
So for the students, it's actually not too different than just a normal concert for them, mainly because all of the extra stuff that happens with a benefit concert like this really deals on the administrative side. So in my role in this, it's quite different and it's a lot more involved, mainly because I'm not the only person involved. So I'm on other people's timelines and I have to, you know, collaborate with other people, whereas with the students, I just say, hey, this is the music we're doing on the concert. Let's make sure it sounds great.
So,
it's not too much different for them. So,
well, Josh, you know, in years past, Emporia High School has been involved too. Will that be the case this year?
No, actually, the high school, unfortunately, we couldn't get our calendars to line up. So the high school won't be involved this year. So that's why we have the orchestra who will be joining us.
Understood. What are some of the pieces that we'll be hearing, or do you want to keep that top secret?
Well, I'm not big on secrecy, so we have a couple pieces. So the chorale will be doing the famous Gloria by Antonio Vivaldi, and then also an Eric Whitaker piece called Steel Lullaby, which is, again, another famous piece. Our chamber singers, we're going to be doing, so how our program is working for the chamber singers, because they're going to on tour to D.C. in May. We're working up all of our tour rep and kind of previewing it and all of our concerts this semester. So you're going to hear a couple of pieces that's going to be taken on tour, one of which is Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is considered the Black National Anthem. And then we're also going to be doing a song from the movie Harriet that was sang by Cynthia Erivo. And then our orchestra is going to be doing a piece called Cuatro Momentos, so it's by a Latine composer. So we have quite a variety of music this year, so I'm very excited about that.
All right, the Habitat for Humanity fundraising concert will be tomorrow night, 7:30 at the First United Methodist Church. What's the admission, Josh?
There is no admission, but there is a $10 suggested donation.
Josh, really quickly, and I think you've already referenced this, but why is it so important for you and really for the music department to partner with Habitat for Humanity on this particular concert? And it's part of a longstanding tradition now for the community. Why is it such an important deal?
It is, and I think it's because Habitat does just such wonderful work, and it was very interesting to me because when I came here to ESU, I also have a past of doing benefit concerts in my collegiate career. So when I was over at Pittsburgh State University in my undergrad and my master's, we also had partnered with our local Habitat to do benefit concerts like this. So I was really actually excited when I got to Emporia State a couple years ago that we also have that tradition here. They just do such great work, and they just really help so many people. And I don't think everyone really knows, especially some of my students, they're like, we don't know what Habitat is. So I think it's really important to continue advertising about them and all the great work they do.
Indeed, they hold a rich tradition, here in Emporia, and they're I think in their mid-20s as far as builds here.
I think you're right. Yep.
They have another house that's going to be finished here very soon, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, for a great cause coming up, you're going to hear some great vocal music and some orchestra coming up at the Habitat for Humanity fundraising concert tomorrow night, 7:30 at the First United Methodist Church. Anything else you'd like to add, Josh?
No, I think that's it. Just come ready for some great music and a good cause.
Will do, Josh. Hey, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Yeah, Josh Donaldson, who is the Director of Choral Activities at Emporia State, fundraising Habitat for Humanity concert tomorrow night, 7:30 at the First United Methodist Church.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, Thursday and Friday are open this week. Next week, at least for now, is wide open, but